Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Richard Landon for Set for Success, where we help you create a roadmap to transform your business, career, or life. For you entrepreneurs, business development is probably one of the most important things you're going to get involved in. It is the way you get your work. I've always loved that statement. It's the way I get my work. It impacts your success all throughout your organization, whether you're a solopreneur just by yourself, or whether you've built a company that has 100 people in it, or for that matter, you know what, 5,000 people. I think the number is sort of irrelevant. It does consist of a combination of approaches that you have to implement to create growth opportunities. And I guess you can say as a business impact zone, it's probably one of the most important things because nothing happens unless you make a sale. Think about it. Think about the ripple effects. You know, you make that first sale, you get your first customer, and boom, now you got to do the work. I think we've all been there. Heck, you know what? I bet you it's even that way in your job, too. You get your first job and suddenly you got to do the work and you get a paycheck. So nothing happens unless you do some kind of development along the way. From a business development perspective, though, I guess even for the entrepreneur, maybe you're just thinking about getting into something and you want to start something up. So you could start something up from scratch. That's not a problem. We've all probably done that. Most entrepreneurs have said, hey, I'm going to go in business one day, and suddenly they've started a business. They hung out a shingle. Or maybe you get a fixer-upper. My friend Bob used to call it an old dog. You buy a dog and you make it better. You know, okay, I like that one too. You could get into a franchise. That's an option. Or maybe you could purchase a department from another company. Then sometimes companies decide to shut departments down, and that becomes a business opportunity for you. I know that it takes a lot of different ways to actually build a business, and I've read lots of books on it, and I suspect my guests have too, and I suspect they even have some experience with this. I mean, think about it. What do you got to do? Make some phone calls, contact some people, maybe send out some letters via marketing, direct marketing, emails is a great way to go today. Advertise, network, present at events, trade shows, create alliances and partnerships with people. So creating those relationships overall, or join forces with other successful people. I like that one. Join forces with other successful people really help you out a lot along the way. But it is based on relationships. You know, maybe you even plant your business next door to your ideal clientele, your customers. And sort of just by the fact that you're geographically close, you can connect with them. Maybe you volunteer for organizations where your ideal customers hang out and you work on creating linkage, and mostly linkage through tying your business back to what's on your strategic goals and agenda of your organization, knowing your customers and making sure that you're clear on the target. There are so many ways to be successful in business and your career, and lots of approaches, lots of challenges, and I suspect my guests today have some experience with this. So I'm hanging out here today with my friend Rob Reed, CEO of Bison Fire Protection. Rob, I got that correct?
You absolutely did.
And my new friend, Jody Moskow. Do I have that right? Moskow Electrical is your former thing, but now you're with
Bison Fire Protection,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're hanging out with them. So Rob and Jody, I always like to start off with a very simple question, is tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves. So Rob, why don't you go first, and we'll go from there.
All right. To give you an idea, I'm a fourth generation Winnipegger, so I have a pretty good understanding of what goes on in this city, what the people are like. Very good appreciation for the one degree of separation that we have as Winnipeggers, because you know just about anyone who knows somebody else. So be very careful of the toes you step on, because they will know their cousin, their best friend, their wife. It's an interesting way of doing business. It's very much relationship-based, and it's really good to be able to do that because you can deal with people that become friends.
Yeah, and that is one of the things interesting in Winnipeg, too. In terms of the relationship, like your fourth generation Winnipegger, which is right? Did I get that number
absolutely
right?
Absolutely, you got that right.
In terms of your business that you're in right now, why don't you just mention a little bit about that so we can sort of...
Okay, well, Bison Fire Protection, to give everyone a good understanding, we sell and service everything from suppression systems, and what those are the fire systems that go into kitchen hoods so that in restaurants, if they have a fire, they have that automatic fire suppressant. We also sell and service fire alarm systems and sprinkler systems. And those are the type of things that, you know, people will see on TV when the water starts spraying absolutely everywhere. And yet it's a little bit different in that when a fire starts in a sprinkler system, it's just the one head normally versus the entire building starting to sprinkle water.
Okay. That gives a good summary of the business. Jody, tell us a bit about you.
Well, for 18 years, I owned, together with my husband, Moskow Electric, and I ran the network cabling side of the business. Rob and I have been friends for years. I've admired his business for years. This summer, perfect opportunity, perfect timing, perfect fit. I've joined Bison Fire, thrilled to be here, looking after their fire alarm sales. My network isn't going to change. My wholesalers will now become my clients. My co-competitors will now become my clients. Rob has an amazing product, an amazing service staff, incredible company.
And so that's where you joined him about a month ago. I was reading a little bit on your background. Yes, I have to admit, I stalked you a little bit on the internet to find out who is this Jody person. I know lots of people in Winnipeg know who you are. I have to admit, I didn't know a lot about you. But I read an interesting story that you were sort of, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that you're sort of looking for work. And you sort of got in your car one day and started to drive and found yourself to Winnipeg. Is that a true story?
That is an absolute true story. So, I was working in Victoria, BC for Island Jetfoil. The company went bankrupt, closed down right before Expo 88. Now everybody in Winnipeg knows how old I really am.
1988, yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. It was September. We're a tourist town. There were no jobs. That was back in the day when you bought a paper and looked in the classified ads. There were 8 positions in my entire city.
Oh, wow.
For jobs. So yeah, we got in our car and drove to Vancouver. We went to Hanna, Alberta. I was there before Nickelback made it famous. Kept driving, got into Winnipeg, crossed Perimeter Highway. I can't remember the name of the restaurant, maybe Country Kitchen.
Could be. That sounds like a Winnipeg thing to go to. Yeah.
Was treated like gold, fell in love with the city that night. The next day, I'm like, yeah, it wasn't a dream. I'm still in love with the city. And I stayed.
Out of curiosity, what month was that in?
That was September.
Okay. Okay. So you were just in time for the, what do you call it, Indian fall. When the weather just sort of kicks in, you have that nice spell just before winter kicks in.
It was really nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Really, really nice.
Beautiful,
yes.
Indeed. It's always nice to sort of hear that sort of passion for this. Winnipeg, what are your thoughts about Winnipeg today?
Everybody here seems to care about each other. I think what Rob was mentioning about the 1 degree of separation, people get that. Our license plates are so true. Friendly Manitoba.
And that is the way, and that's the way we go. You know, I think that was a fascinating story, and I'm glad you brought it up because I know it was like just one or two sentences in something I read, and I thought, you know, it's nothing like that. And you and I sort of share that in common because I came for a 2-week visit to Winnipeg in 1977, and I married a Winnipeg girl. So we'll just say no more on that one. So this is Richard Lannan. We're talking to Bison Fire Protection, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to start to talk a little bit about my opening and see what they did to make themselves successful from a business development perspective. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If you've been just tuning in, you know I'm hanging out with Rob Reed and Jody Mascalk, and we're talking a bit about what it takes to be successful, I guess, as an entrepreneur. And they're from Bison Fire Protection. In my opening, we started to talk a bit about business development and really what are some of the choices in terms of getting into your own business. And Rob, I know during the break that you had some thoughts on that. Do you want to maybe share that with our listeners?
Sure. Well, to give you an idea, our company originated from another. We were a division within a competitive company here, and they'd chosen to move away from that. So I had the opportunity with my business partner to buy that division and grow it from there. As our business has grown over the last 15 years, we've had the opportunity to organically grow businesses, our new branches. And when I look at that, I talk about our Regina office, that the business just grew out in that area to the point where we put up a shingle, set up the bricks and mortar, and got to work out there. We've also had the opportunity in Kenora as well as Thompson to buy existing businesses and take them from where they were to where they are today. So they offered, say, one of the three services we offer, and now they are all full-service operations. So being able to start on any one of these aspects, we've touched them all. And one of the things I've talked about with people is never trying to force an opportunity. It's that chance to look at what's available and work with it. So we don't want to go into a market and say, we're just going to buy somebody and move in here. Because every time you do that, you know what's going to happen. The price goes up.
Okay.
As soon as you're trying to force a buying situation, they go, oh, okay.
Valuation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Versus, you know, waiting for that right opportunity. And as you say, take a underperforming company and turn it into a performer. It's a big deal for us.
So when you first started and you just bought your company from another company who decided they didn't want to be in that business anymore.
That's right.
Right? Was it an underperforming division, or would they just decide it wasn't really right for them?
It was a national company, and I think on a national level, they had other pockets that weren't performing as well. And because of that, they made that national decision right across the board. The division that we had and that we were running at the time was one of two within that corporation that were performing very well, and I took a lot of pride in that, knowing that they had branches right across the country, and as I say, only two of them were profitable, ours being one of them.
Okay. And so you just bought the profitable one,
I take it,
and you just let everything else go? Is that the scoop?
Well, the other branches were sold to other people and other companies across the country, so okay. We didn't have that opportunity, or to be honest with you, at the time, the experience to run a multi-branch operation. We were just, you know, green as grass, excited, we're starting a new business here. You know, it was a lot of fun, but certainly to run into a multi-branch situation, then that would have killed us.
And now, I know you guys have both run your own companies. So, Jody, maybe you could kick off this one. And I know that we're sort of starting from in terms of either startup or you're buying something that. What are some of the challenges that entrepreneurs, because you're both entrepreneurs, have when they're just sort of getting into the mix of starting their own company?
I think finding the information that you need to answer the questions that you don't know that you need to ask is really important. And we have an amazing entrepreneurship community here with Ascent Works and Joelle Foster's Futurepreneur, the Chamber of Commerce. Once you tie into those, all you have to do basically is walk downtown, go anywhere in the Exchange District, and you're surrounded by entrepreneurs. And we have the type of city that loves to share information. People will just reach out to you and say, hey, did you think about this? Did you know about this? One of the problems I had when I started and could have been avoided if somebody had told me is such and such. So building the network, asking the questions, and being a risk taker and not being afraid to fall on your face, because believe me, I've done it many times. I could write books of the mistakes that I've made.
On how many mistakes you've made, yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually, I mean, I think this goes for all three of us here. I think you generally make more mistakes in life than you actually make good decisions? No, bad. There's got to be a phrase in there somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. More failures before successes. Maybe that's the phrase overall. Can you share a story? I mean, either one of you, that maybe a challenge that you've had in your business that you had to overcome.
I can share one with the electrical company. When we started back in 1998, the internet wasn't a big thing, and people didn't have cell phones; they had pagers.
That's right.
More and more drawings kept coming out with these odd-looking triangle symbols on them, and we used to drive to the architects and open the drawings, and I'd see triangles, and I'd roll them back up and hand them back to them, and we wouldn't bid that job. And it turns out that those triangles were computer cables, and we got into that and expanded our business by taking on a new service, having to learn all about it, get trained in it, certified in it. And it eventually became 50% of our revenue.
Okay. And that was where maybe a lack of knowledge on something that eventually you discovered actually opened up a whole new opportunity for you.
It did. And luckily, not all of my competitors discovered the same thing. So I ended up working for them as a sub-trade
at the same point in time. It's funny you would say that because back in the day, I also was in cabling. But I was more pulling the cable and doing some of the work and everything, computer stuff. And when network cables were really big, yes, I have a whole background in technology.
Interesting.
That I grew out of. I often tell people I grew out of the back of the technology industry. So I timed it really right. But yeah, I mean, if you didn't know that, I mean, you probably would miss those opportunities in terms of just taking advantage of a growth industry.
Right.
And a lot of people were starting to put in. How about yourself, Rob? What would be one of the major challenges you would say that you've had earlier on? I'm looking for early.
Early challenge. On?
Yeah.
Wow. I would have to think, because the recent stuff is the easy thing that comes
to
mind.
I know, but it's like, you know, but you paid your dues, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you still have challenges, but what are some of those early ones?
You know what? I'm going to say early on, managing people.
Okay.
And that was a lesson that came with time and with some scars and, you know, with growth and I think personal maturity, that sort of thing. You know, being able to treat those people and be a proper leader, be able to grow them into management positions and spend time with that. I think that was a lesson that, you know, took its time, but it got there.
Okay. When you first started out, I know that you had a partner, and how many staff did you have when you sort of first started?
The day we opened the door, there was myself, my business partner, and three staff members.
Okay.
So there was five of us.
Juggling many hats, were you?
Absolutely. So we did all kinds of different things. And just as the business grew, as we added, say, the fire alarm division into it, and now we were juggling two different departments and two different sets of business. Because fire alarm and suppression aren't the same. They're related.
Yeah.
They work very well together, but your approach to that business is different.
Maybe what we can do is we can take a short break, but when we come back, when you talk about different products, I'm curious if there are different market segments too. Because I think it might be important to share with people, you know, how do we attack different segments, especially if we're just starting out and we're small, and then the growth curve on that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
Sure.
This is Richard Land for Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Land for Set for Success, and if you've been just tuning in, we're chatting with Rob Reed and Jody Moskal of Bison Fire Protection. We've been talking a little bit about business development, about the importance of managing people, and just basically overall making things happen within your organization. I suspect as an organization or as a CEO and present entrepreneur, you know, basically Rob's had some challenges along the way. You know, he's had to manage uncertainty. He's had to deal with people and work. You know, and I bet you sometimes he's gotten stuck. He's had to refocus and establish direction. No doubt unravel complex issues. So what we're going to do when we return, we'll continue our discussion on Set for Success with what it took them to actually be successful. And maybe we'll even dive into the three C's. Company, customer, and community a little bit. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello and welcome back, everybody. It's Richard Lannan. Yeah, I am hanging out today with Rob Reed and Jody Moskal. We've been talking a bit about business development. Now, if you don't know who these people are, they're significant entrepreneurs in the Manitoba business community, and they've built their own businesses. And Jody, just recently, in the last 15 days, Jody, you just told me during the break.
That is correct.
15 days, just 2 weeks, you joined up with Rob. Now, I had promised you guys, the listeners, that we're going to talk a little bit more about the business development, some of the challenges and everything. But you know what, Jody, during the break, you were talking a little bit about the importance of, I guess, relationships. And you and Rob have known each other a long time.
We have. Yeah, we go back probably 15 years.
15 years. So why do you hang out with this guy?
We just have similar personalities, for one. That's how the friendship started. And as I watched Rob's business grow and he himself grow, I just admired what was happening. I've watched him go from a brand new entrepreneur to a leader in the community. And I've watched him every step of the way. I've seen him become a public speaker, a presenter. He's now on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. He's a mentor. He's a true leader in the city. And he's grown a lot since he opened his business.
How you feeling over there, Rob?
Yeah, my cheeks are a little red right now.
And you're a guitarist too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm a beginner guitarist.
A beginner guitarist. I know.
And that's something that I just always like challenging myself with new things. And we bought a cottage a few years ago. Sitting around the fire, I said, you know, someone here needs to be able to play guitar. I said, who's in? Who wants to do this? And no hands went up. I guess it's me.
Yeah, and so that's where that all came in.
That's where that came from.
Well, we should jam sometime.
Absolutely.
You know what? I appreciate you sharing something personal like that, because often I like to talk about the business career, but your own personal life. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe that provides a little bit of balance for you.
It absolutely does. It's one of those things, especially with guitar, is half an hour a week I'm out getting a guitar lesson, but otherwise it's a hobby that I'm doing in the house. It
yes.
doesn't take me away. I'm not off playing hockey for 3 hours and beers afterwards and all the fun stuff that goes with that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
coming home to a very mad wife. This is something I can go downstairs and do for half an hour or 45 minutes in an evening
yeah.
and practice. And it's something the family can enjoy as I get better. I don't know that they're enjoying it right now. I know the dog barks a lot or howls a lot, but
I'll have to get you out the vinyl revival one Wednesday night.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And we'll talk a bit about that. So we were talking earlier on a bit about the business development side and just some of the key challenges that you're having. And I know in the last segment we were starting to talk about managing people and growing people. How large is your organization today when it comes to the people side?
On the people side, we're sitting, and this will expand and contract based on projects and how they're going.
Sure.
But I'm going to say 75 to 80 people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So significant growth and everything. What are some of the main challenges you have now today when it comes to managing people?
The main challenge now is spending the time to develop my managers themselves and supervisors so that they can miss some of the potholes that I walked through early in my career. I want to make sure that as leaders, we are bringing them up. And I talk to those guys that if we're not improving our people, we're not doing our jobs properly. You know, if they can't grow, if they can't make themselves available to move to the next level because they've backfilled their jobs with good people behind them, then we failed as leaders. We really have.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that I've read some stuff on your organization where you talk about being very people-centric.
Absolutely.
And I get that that's really quite important. Jody, I mean, you've worked with a lot of different people in your time. I mean, I think at one point in time, you were Chamber of Commerce. You were the person
the
in charge.
Chair.
The chair. And I don't know how large your former organization was, but what has been your experience in terms of just working with people?
It can be a challenge to not have to follow that one-third, one-third, one-third rule.
And what's the one-third, one-third, one-third rule?
One-third,
I had to repeat that.
Really good.
Yeah.
One-third, low
not
maintenance,
so good. Yeah.
And one-third, they need a lot of work.
Okay, okay.
So Rob is really, really good at surrounding himself with good people, and I think he learned that from Dave Angus.
Probably.
I'm sorry, Dave, if you're listening, but I don't think you knew a whole lot, but you sure sounded smart because you always had these smart people around you.
So,
we're going to have to phone him, tell him to listen to this show for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Rob is really good at surrounding himself with people that are his personality type. They are leaders. And the culture in the business is collaborative.
Okay.
We have lots of meetings, but we're not meeting to death. We have lots of quick meetings, so everybody's all on the same page. He's solution-oriented. If there's a problem, it's not just the boss that makes the decision on how to solve it. He goes and asks and asks and asks and asks and then makes the right decision. And sometimes if there isn't a decision, same as he had no guitar player, he knows that he just does it himself.
Yeah, well, there we go. So you have to pick it up, pick along, and make it happen.
Absolutely. And in the process, I brought a couple of those little egg shakers and some bongos so that we can make sure that there's other people playing in the band.
That's really good. I've gotten you the opportunity to get some compliments here, Rob. So, you brought Jody on board. Jody, you're taking over a whole other portfolio. What is it you're hoping to achieve with Jody being on board?
Well, a whole bunch of things. I mean, Jody's well respected in the industry. She's got a ton of business experience. I can't say enough about her and her ability to connect with people. Her fit for the culture of our company is perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better person to come on board. Her electrical background fits well with the fire alarm side of things. But beyond that, her ability to connect, as I said just a minute ago, with people and have them be comfortable, have the culture of the customers fit well with her, is very important. She's a person that will understand what needs to go on. She will understand how to bring our internal customers. What I mean by that is our staff together. So that when we're working on a big project, we're working on it as a team. We're not one person leading the charge and looking behind and going, where is everybody?
Yeah.
She will bring that group together, and she will make sure that the customer is taken care of, that a project is done properly, and is done efficiently.
So now you know what your expectations are.
I was writing them down as he was speaking. Absolutely. I think one thing that's important for entrepreneurs to realize, when you start out, you're quite often a one-person show.
Oh, you're by yourself, yeah.
We have this great team that we can draw on. As an entrepreneur just starting out, when you're by yourself, you have to make a team out of your community because it can be lonely. It can be really lonely.
Maybe is there a suggestion of how we could make a team out of a community?
Join associations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved with the in-crowd.
With the in-crowd.
Volunteer.
You know what we'll do? We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll kick it off that way. It's Richard Land. We'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back. You know what? I've been thoroughly enjoying the show, and if you're just sort of tuning in, I'm hanging out here with Jody and Rob from Bison Fire Protection. Jody, just before the break, you mentioned about the importance of volunteering, and I think, Rob, during the break, you mentioned that there's like this story or something around Jody when she first looked around getting into business. Maybe you could start to sort of somehow meld that together, both of you.
Who wants to go first?
But
you know what? Just to kind of preface it, my experience in the chamber as a new person coming in, I had the opportunity to watch the chamber leadership, Jody being one of those people. And as I sat there watching and learning and paying attention to the things she was doing, she told this fantastic story about herself as an early entrepreneur and how she was trying to find her way into the business community and make those connections that we talked about before the break.
That were quite important.
Yeah, they were very important. And Jody tells this great story about the connection she made, so I best let her tell the story.
Yeah.
It was recommended to me by a university professor that if you want to be successful in Winnipeg specifically, you need to join one or more of three associations. One was a business club. I phoned them and my category was full. One, I didn't realize, was for men only. And I was promptly refused membership there. And by the time I called the Winnipeg Chamber, I was ready for another rejection. And Erin, I'll never forget her words, was, how fast can you get your check downtown? I said, but I'm a really small business and I only have two people. That's okay. Bring your check.
Yeah, if you can pay us, you're good.
it was really good. But when I came to make that phone call, I was ready to be rejected, and she just did exactly the opposite.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. And I've been chatting with both of you here, and you've really tied into the three C's really well, the idea of company, your customer, and then community. And I guess joining a club or an association or organization gave you community. Would that be an appropriate or fair to say?
Absolutely, it did. But it's not just joining. You can pay your membership dues
and not
then
do anything.
The
yeah.
next year comes, write that check again. You yeah. need to volunteer and help make that organization better.
So what kind of volunteer things did you do?
Working the door at luncheons, helping seat people, going to the ambassador's meeting, welcoming new members. There's a million opportunities
all
at the
sorts
Chamber
of things
volunteering.
That
and
you
I
did.
Also got a hold of schools. As a female electrician,
yes,
they wanted me to come in and talk to their students what it's like to go into the trades and how great it is and how much money you can make. And then from there, they tell their friends and they tell their friends
and so on and so on.
It's
like that old hair commercial and so on and so on. I remember reading something about you being quoted about that where you talked about that the best I'm not going to do it justice, but it had something to do about being in a male-dominated profession and how you've been able to help other people. And I think it was quoted about women in terms of what they needed to do to be successful in that profession.
You know, I mentor a lot of young women. I offer my cell phone number to instructors and they freely give it out. They don't even ask anymore. My phone will just ring and very timid voice on the end of the line, would you mind going for coffee? And I do that a lot. And I think that that's our responsibility as we move up in years.
Yes.
That it's time to turn around, put our hand down and bring somebody else up with us.
Yeah, being that mentor and everything too.
And it doesn't matter what age you are, you should always be doing favors for other people. You know, there's a brand new business in town called Winnipeg Art and Wine. And I'm going to introduce her to you so that she can come on your show.
I'm looking forward to hanging out with her. Art, wine, add in music, I am there.
So, you know,
Rob,
that,
you can come with us.
Can I? Yeah. Music. Well, I'm in.
So that helps you both out. It helps her out. It helps you out. And maybe one day when you hear I need a hand with something, you'll come and help me out too.
Oh, by all means, by all means. Now, Rob, I was doing a little bit of perusing of the internet and stuff, and then some information I think you sent me too. You got like a real nice honor coming up here, something that's actually from the Profit and Canadian Business Unveils 28th Annual List of Canadian Fastest Growing Companies. I think you're on that list.
We did make the list.
Yeah. So how did you make that list and why?
Well, we made that list because I have a very hardworking, dedicated team.
Yeah.
Very simple. This is certainly something that I didn't do on my own by any stretch of the imagination. This has everything to do with the hard work that my staff does day in and day out, the understanding of the vision of the company, where we're going, driving towards that customer service, all those good things. But to have made that list 4 years in a row, with Profit 500.
4 years, yeah.
4 years, and to take that and grow it. It's not just kind of a bit of a line every year, because you think you have to enhance your company year after year above what you did, not just maintain it. So if I've took, a $20,000 company and push it to a $40,000 company, and I have to increase that by 150,000 or 151% as we did here, and do that year after year after year, that becomes exponential.
Yeah, that's a very significant growth.
So it's not a casual lineup. It's more of a hockey stick.
Yeah.
And that's due in part to dedication and, as I talked about before, mentoring those people, supporting those people, appreciating those people. I don't know if you've seen that, but I do a biweekly staff spotlight where I talk about the different people that are in the company and what they do. And it puts them at the forefront. It lets customers know who they're dealing with. It puts faces to those people. It turns us from a company into people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The staff love it. They enjoy the fact that they're being recognized. It's been very powerful. And again, it's my small way of showing how much I appreciate what they do for me day in and day out.
If somebody wanted to get in touch with you guys, either from a mentorship perspective or just talk about business in general, I mean, I know you're both involved in the chamber and that, or even just your own company, mm-hmm. how would they go about doing that?
There's a number of different ways. Just call the office at 204-237-3473.
Okay.
You can go to our website. That's bisonfire.com. You can just search either of our names. We're going to pop up on the social media like crazy.
Like crazy. How about yourself, Jody? How would somebody connect with you?
Absolutely. Same phone number, same website. I'm on Twitter. I still have my old handle at Moscow Electric. Somebody else took the good one, Bison Fire. Feel free to connect with me anyway.
I wonder who took that overall. Fascinating story. I mean, Rob, I've always liked the fact that you worked for a company and you bought a department as opposed to, you know, going out for scratch. But yeah, Jody, having read up on your background, I mean, really showing up in Winnipeg and then deciding to get into electrical business and with just the two of you. I mean, I think those are really great success stories, you know, so I'm very happy to have you on the show. This is Richard Land. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to get some final thoughts from these people. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Richard Land for Set for Success, and what a show I've been having. I've been hanging out here with Jody and Rob from Bison Fire Protection. I always like to ask this question. If there was a final thought you could share with our listeners, what would it be?
I'll go first on this one.
Okay, Rob.
You know what? I'm going to tell people, as an entrepreneur, as someone that's been growing a business, the smartest moves people can make is hire the best experts you can afford.
Okay. You that's know, actually pretty good advice, because we putting the word afford on there is an important
piece.
Well,
that's critical, because, you know, you need there are serious smart people in this city, very, very smart people. Doesn't mean you can afford them. But, yeah. but like I say, surrounding yourself with the best possible people that you can, as I have with this lovely Jody. Lady beside me. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been very fortunate to have exactly those experts come join Bison Fire.
You know what, Jody? I'm going to have to close out here. So this is Richard Land for Set for Success. If you've been enjoying the show or if you have any ideas or anything, just send me an email at richard@setforsuccess.ca. I'm always looking for guests to be on the show or ideas for the show or topics for the show. I want to take this opportunity for thanking my guests. I also want to take this opportunity for thanking you, the listeners. And remember, do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count.